This is the JT Podcast. The cast today is me, Jackson Fisher,
and Bill Riddle.
We will be talking about this year's calving and about what happened. So, Tristan Riddle, what have you found this year since March 1st when you started calving? What's it been like out there?
Oh, well, you know, come March, it was pretty cold, so every night we were having to put calves in the barn, which was just a big struggle being out there in the negative 30-degree weather, having to dry calves' ears off right away and keeping them in the hot box for 3 days, stinking up the barn.
So now when you put them in the barn, walk us through what you do in there.
Oh, well, first you usually go out there with the sled with, you know, a mother sniffing down your neck and trying to run you over. And well, once you get her in the barn and you put the calf in a separate pen for a sec, usually one with a hot box in it, you'll take them in there, cut the navel off, you know, and just iodine it so we don't have to worry about that getting any infections. And we'll go right to drying off the ears, and you start off with taking all the water off with a towel, and you get out a nice old blow dryer and blow them suckers till they feel no more moisture on them, make sure they don't freeze off. And you just toss them in the hot box and sayonara.
So now, once you do all that, when do you come back next check on that calf?
Oh, you know, we'll probably come back in about 2 hours to make sure it's sucked. And if we've seen it sucked, then we'll just let it sit in there, kick its mother out in the morning, and give it its shots. We give them its shots right away and put a rubber on it. Seems like that's the easiest way. And then trying to cut them off when a branding crew has to sit there and hold them down.
So now, when you get out there and you're ready to kick that calf out, you just kick them out into another pasture.
Yeah, the way our corrals are set up, the barn sits right in the middle of these two corrals. There's one big one where we just leave everything and we kick them out, and there's three separate ones. We'll kick heifers into one, older cows into another, and younger cows that aren't heifers into another. Depends.
So what do you see the benefit of that?
Well, you know, kind of shows you which ones you got to check more, because, well, obviously heifers are not smart, not nearly as smart as anything else. So I usually leave them closest to the barn in case their calves start having more problems than the other calves.
I see. So now you have your feedlot set up right south of Bowman, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
How is that water affecting your calving?
Oh, man, I tell you what. When all that snow melted and that water flooded in there, you couldn't see any area in that pasture back there because the city didn't go and dig out the lagoon over there, so it was just all blocked in. And that made it really tough just trying to get equipment through there, trying to get a four-wheeler. You dang near get bogged down. Had to keep everything in the corrals, and then the corrals get all swamped, so your calves get scours, and then you gotta treat them all for scours, which is pain because they're already about 3-4 weeks
old. I'm gonna have to stop you there. We got up for an ad here from the Frontier Travel Center. The best in food in town at any given time. Costs are reasonable, such as 150 pieces of chicken for $185. Clean your car at the Touches Car Wash for only $13. And back at you with me, Jackson Fisher, and our co-host, Tristan Riddle. So we've been talking a lot about the calving, and we haven't talked about much is getting into them summer months. So you guys, when you go out, do you guys brand your cows? Or your calves?
We actually do not brand our calves.
Well, I'm sure there's a good reason behind that. Let's hear it.
Well, there's not many ranchers that live out up north by our farm up there, so instead of putting brands on our calves, we all use certain kinds of ear tags. But if we do end up keeping our calves, like for replacement heifers or something like that, or steers, whatever the case may be, we'll brand them. But anything else, we'll just send them to market with no brand on them.
All right, fair enough. So when you go into these summer months and you're ready to put on pasture, let's just ask you how long you keep your cows on or calves on your cows before you sell.
I'd have to say we probably keep our calves on there until about I'd say November.
That's about the right shipping time, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll take them in, sell them, but always get our check on the first, because my grandpa says you can only get one check a year, else the government takes the rest of it, so.
That's fair enough. You know? So when you're getting them calves to market, summer months, you guys, I'm sure, are busy out haying and fencing quite a bit, keeping calves in and keeping fed in the winter.
Oh, God, yeah. The fencing this year was immense with all the snowfall we got and half the farm flooded, so I was out there for about 3-4 days just fixing all the fence. Some of it I can't even get to.
Now we got another ad here coming at you.
Bowman Ready Mix. Pour anything and everything, any size, anywhere, with the perfect quality concrete. Call Jim Riddle at 701-440-5169 for all your pouring needs.
So now back to the show here. Tristan Riddle was telling us about all of the hard places it was to get to all the fences. Tell us about them.
Oh yeah, well, my land there's plenty of creeks and dips and all. Well, there's a few spots where I was gonna try to go out there and fence, but it just looks like it ain't gonna happen until about mid-August. I was gonna go out there and I was gonna stretch some new wire, but then I realized the creek was about 3 feet deep, 20 feet wide, and I don't even know if I could string wires across it with all the dang gone cattails that are sitting in there. It's pain.
So now, how about your haying operation? What's that like, and how about what week of June do you start?
Oh, we'll start the last week of June. That's when that grass is really getting going and it kind of dries off a bit. And me, my family, we got a big old, pretty new John Deere swather and a pretty new hydro swing that we pulled behind the old 4440.
It's a good tractor there. 4440, best John Deere ever made.
Sure is. Can knock down about 160 acres in about 6 hours. Get her going pretty easily. Make about 2,000, 3,000 bales a year.
So that's good business there.
Sure is.
What kind of baler do you use?
We got a New Holland BR780.
How big bales that thing make? About 6 footers?
Oh yeah, easily. I'd say they come out about 1,300-1,400 pounds.
That's a nice size bale. Well, that's all for today, folks. We're gonna leave you at that. This is my co-host Tristan Riddle.
Howdy.
And me signing off.